B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A UK mother feared for her life after she accidentally swallowed a COVID-19 test throat swab, which ended up traveling all the way down toward her intestines. Bobby Lee is her name. She said it was really scary. It could have ended up fatal. And she said the mother one had apparently opted to take an at-home COVID-19 rapid test after feeling sick following a night shift. And when she tried to swab her throat, the implement wouldn't come out. She said, when I swabbed the back of my throat, I sort of gagged. The stick twanged in my mouth and got stuck at the back of my throat with the swab down my throat and the end stuck into the roof of my mouth at the back. After attempts to remove the instrument failed, she tried swallowing it.
No.
Which only caused it to slither further down. She said it only went about halfway down my throat, so you could see the end of it sticking up out of my throat. Oh, my God.
Not good.
At one point, she said she temporarily struggled to breathe, but was able to do so. Hoping not to panic her daughter by dialing the emergency services, a quick-thinking guardian said she jumped into the car and drove straight to the hospital. Unfortunately, the medic said that they had never seen a case like hers before.
You don't want to hear that.
And eventually, doctors opted for emergency surgery, which involved shoving a thin, flexible camera down her throat to locate the tool and then extracting the oversized Q-tip with surgical tools.
Man, if it had been in my house, I could have done one of my famous at-home tracheotomies.
Immediately, yes.
Yeah.
The surgery went on without a hitch. However, accompanying images showed just how dire the situation could have been had she not sought medical attention. A story out of Florida. A man fabricated a fake pardon from Donald Trump as authorities investigated him in connection with a number of fraud cases. Alexander Lazinski is facing charges of wire fraud, bank fraud, and money laundering. He could face 30 years in prison.
And that one is from the Pope.
Right. So he's accused of using fictitious charitable entities, including one called Love and Bliss Incorporated, to take part in a number of schemes. One fraud included applying for and receiving two payroll protection plan loans totaling about $196,000. He was also involved in a check kitting scheme and tried to deposit $2.7 million in worthless checks.
Yes, I'd like to deposit $2.6 million, please.
Into the Love and Bliss business account. When he discovered the money had been frozen, he attempted to have it released by producing a fabricated pardon purportedly signed by Donald Trump, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The government said Lazinski was involved in another scheme in which he tried to deed himself more than 10 properties around the country that were valued at more than $300 million.
He's got to up his forgery game.
Yeah. When the real owners of the properties and their lawyers tried to correct the fraudulent deeds, he responded by sending harassing and threatening letters, emails, and faxes. He also, the Love and Bliss Corporation, by the way, portrayed itself to be a Christian nonprofit that was trying to seize control of two properties that had belonged to Jeffrey Epstein. The properties were Epstein's since-demolished mansion and ranch in New Mexico. So, dude just goes straight for the big stuff.
Yes!
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another Florida story. A man is clinging to life with horrific burns to 75% of his body after a sheriff's deputy had tased him at a gas station and it sparked a fire.
Oh, this is horrible footage.
And it nearly cooked him alive. Gene Barreto is still recovering from the third-degree burns from a confrontation with sheriff's deputies in Orange County on the 27th of February. He's wrapped and unwrapped in gauze daily, bleeding profusely, and still doesn't have the requisite amount of skin to contain his bodily fluids.
Oh, Jesus.
And the burns cover three-quarters of his body. His lawyer said Barreto, a FedEx employee with no prior criminal record, was returning from a gathering of motorcycle enthusiasts, which had been broken up by deputies when he stopped at a Wawa less than a mile from his home. Surveillance video from the area showed Barreto standing by the gas pump when he was tackled and body slammed to the ground by a sheriff's deputy who had been trailing him after an attempted traffic stop. As Mr. Barreto was knocked over from behind by the surprise breakdown, his lawyer said, from the then unknown force, his dirt bike also went down, spilling gas on him and the deputy. By then, three other patrol vehicles responded. One of the arriving deputies saw Barreto and his colleague on the ground, so he deployed his taser against the biker and then, boom, lit him up. And the deputy caught on fire, too. He suffered third-degree burns to half of his body as well.
Oh,
so the fireball left four people injured, among them three deputies. Nearly 3 months later, Barreto is still undergoing excruciating treatment. So they're trying to figure out how this is all going to play out. Wow. Cambodia's Ministry of Environment has asked the public to stop picking a carnivorous penis plant over fears that it could be driven to extinction.
It's a carnivorous penis plant?
Yes. So it all started after... It doesn't eat penises.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what I was thinking.
It is a meat-eating plant.
Stay away from that one.
It all started after a video of three Cambodian women picking the plants on Bokor Mountain in Kampot surfaced. And in the video, the women are seen excitedly gathering the penis plants and holding them up to their faces while comparing the plants to different penis shapes and sizes, because it does look like one.
And this is a Venus vagina trap.
The plant called Nepenthes brocarensis has a long shaft-like tube that is it uses to drown insects in and curved lid.
I'm familiar with this.
The ministry posted about the issue on Facebook, writing, "What they are doing is wrong, and they should not do it again in the future. Thank you for loving natural resources, but do not pick the penis flowers.
No.
Or they will be ruined." So, yeah, they do look like Johnson's.
That would never end up in an arrangement at your house, right, Kathy? The penis. No.
One final story, and this is a good one. A former Louisiana National Guard officer was allowed to retire after a general court-martial convicted him on charges stemming from motorboating a subordinate soldier during an informal promotion ceremony was deployed to Jordan in May of 2021.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
Captain Billy Joe Crosby, a logistics officer who was overseas with the 256th Infantry Brigade Brigade Combat Team during his recent deployment, was initially charged with abuse of sexual contact and conduct on becoming an officer. Crosby was the officer in charge of an outpost in Jordan. Multiple soldiers immediately reported the behavior, and Crosby pled guilty at trial. Struck a deal, so he is not going to have the sexual offense part of it there. The plea deal prevented a judge from dismissing him from the Army, which keeps him able to collect his retirement. So when he learned that the junior soldier was selected for promotion, Crosby reportedly announced to her twice that he intended to motorboat her during her promotion ceremony because the Army combat uniform's chest-placed rank patch was intended for such actions.
Really?
Yeah. An NCO witnessed both statements. I believe that stands for non-commissioned officer. Prosecutor described motorboating as when a person places his or her face between a woman's breast and shakes his or her head back and forth while making sounds resembling a motorboat.
So that's a military thing.
It must be a military thing. Weeks before the assault, Crosby also told the officer that he wanted to bring the junior soldier with him on a driving trip in another base in Jordan. He told investigators that Crosby requested the soldier's company because he, quote, liked looking at her boobs.
It occurs to me he might be a bit distracted.
I think so. So anyhow, yes, they said Crosby approached the junior soldier, told her to stand up, placed the rank in front of her chest, leaned in to grab the rank with his teeth, then placed his face between the junior soldier's breast and vigorously moved his head from side to side between her breasts while still holding the rank in his teeth.
Now it's time for the hot Carl.
It was.
Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
This all seems bad.
It was reported, and he was court-martialed for that.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
According to Erin Wilson, her dog saved her life on Monday. Mm. Wilson was walking near the Trinity River in a rural area in Northern California when a mountain lion approached and lunged at her, swiping and scratching her left shoulder. She said, "I yelled out for help from my dog, Eva. She was only a few yards ahead of me and turned around and attacked the lion."
It's amazing.
She said they battled for a few moments until I heard her cry. The cat had her by the left side of her head. Mm-hmm. And for the next several minutes, I tried everything I could to free her. Eventually, I ran to my vehicle for a weapon and flagged down assistance from a kind woman named Sharon. And together, we beat at the cat while yelling until my dog was let go. And Eva was badly wounded. It took about an hour to get her to the vet. She said midway through, Eva began convulsing for several minutes at a time. And she said, "I didn't think that she'd make it every time that started up." Fortunately, she pulled through, received urgent treatment. Eva suffered two skull fractures, a punctured to her sinus cavity, and severe swelling around her eye. She said, "My dog is my hero, and I owe her my life." According to posts on Eva's Instagram page, Wednesday, she is still at the vet. Wilson said that she had already raised enough funds to cover Eva's medical bills and planned to donate surplus funds to charities after factoring in the cost of aftercare and some very solid pampering for her dog.
How about that dog jumping in, though?
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
Taking over. I mean, you know, I'm sure the lion was bigger than the dog.
Yeah.
But managed to, with the help of the humans, get that thing out of there. Police are told there's no such thing as a routine traffic stop, and that was certainly the case last weekend for one small-town cop who pulled over a horse and buggy in Amish country. In body cam video, Deputy Mike Talbert is heard yelling at the buggy driver to stop, but there was a problem. And you can hear him on the video as he is saying on his radio, "We got a drunk Amish guy passed out in a buggy. There's a Bud Light can sitting in there, and he's passed clean out." Talbert is unable to wake the driver. He's, like, yelling at him, trying to wake him up. And the horse continued trotting with the buggy in tow. Talbert gets back to his cruiser, pulls in front of the horse, and he said, "I have it stopped." And he goes, "Nope, disregard. He just rammed into my car." Talbert says as the horse and buggy knocked into the cruiser, the buggy driver finally wakes up, and Talbert orders him to get control of the horse. The driver suffered a minor injury and was charged with operating under the influence.
Drunk Amish buggy drivers are such an issue.
The horse and deputy were unharmed in the incident. A Wisconsin man who threw acid on a Latin man's face in a 2019 racist attack has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Last month, 64-year-old Clifton Blackwell was found guilty of first-degree reckless injury with the use of a dangerous weapon as a hate crime after the jury rejected his lawyer's argument that he had acted in self-defense. The act, which was caught on security camera, shows Blackwell throwing acid at Mahud Velals, a Peruvian-born U.S. citizen, after an argument in front of a restaurant in Milwaukee. Velaz suffered second-degree burns to his face. He also testified his vision, his left eye, was permanently damaged. So he said that Blackwell accused him of being in the U.S. illegally. Prosecutors said that Blackwell was waiting for a bus when he told Velaz that he had parked his car illegally. During the argument that followed, Blackwell can be seen on video taking a bottle from his bag and then throwing it on the victim's face.
So he just walks around with a bottle of acid?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Does he just happen to have acid on you? The judge sentenced Blackwell to a decade in prison, noting that the attack had been unprovoked and that his behavior was, quote, diabolical. All right, here's something I was not aware of. Apparently, we have them in this area, but they're spreading. Jumping worms.
I've heard about these.
Jumping worms.
Yeah.
They clone themselves. They thrash violently like a rattlesnake when handled and can jump a foot in the air.
Oh, my God.
Like they just don't care.
And now they're in California. Beyond the jumping worms' gnarly appearance, the species is also referred to as Alabama jumpers, Jersey wrigglers, and crazy snake worms, but officially named the Asian jumping worm. It's native to Japan and Korean Peninsula, but is made its way to North America through landscape plants imported from those regions. They were first spotted in American soil in Wisconsin in 2013. They've been found across the East Coast, and now they have spread and headed out west.
I would freak out.
Oh, my God. You'd move is what you do.
So the worm was first seen in California last July when one was positively identified. Scientists are worried that the jumping worm entering the Golden State for several reasons. These earthworms are extremely active, aggressive. They have voracious appetites. They're able to eat through thick layers of leaf debris, home to a vast array of smaller animals, leaving behind only nutrient-free, dry worm casings that look like taco meat. And they can even rid the forest floor of birds that nest there. So
they'll eat friggin' birds?
No, I mean, I don't know how they kill the birds. I mean, just eating up all of the other.
They convince them to leave.
Edible stuff. Maybe they talk them into leaving. I don't know what
that is. There's nothing here for you. You're a bird. You should be up in the sky.
But they've apparently taken over out west as well. All right, and we'll do one more quick story, and then we will wrap it up. And actually, that's all we're going to do right there.
What?
Sorry.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.